back in my sanctuary, people. Yeah. I met my daddy in a dream, he was 17. Cold bodies, clean shaven and everything. Stack of books in his right hand, trumpet in his left. I asked him to play, he said yes and played it to death. When he was done, he put a Marlboro to his tongue. Lit it, took a drag, then he offered me one. He said, I know who you are, you're my unborn son. So quit jiving and tell me if I lost or I won. And should I
stay? Should I turn right or left? Should I stay put? Should I back? There's a fork in the road, and any way is a better way. Daddy was a sailor man.
He was conflicted because his mother wants him to play the trumpet, and see his father wants him to stay in school. But he's really wanting to play football. His academic scholarship is just a tool. He said, you looking good, son, I must have did okay. Wouldn't have known it by the way that I'm feeling today. It was a trip seeing my pops in his hay. He said these Marshall, Texas walls is closing in, and he not gonna stay. Then he grabbed his bag and took one last drag. Then he handed me a torn out page of a mag. On it was a naval enlisting ad. There went my dad and his plaids, leaving his home, his pad. I said, I heard from a bird that you smoke herb. Let's get a lid, wrap a taste, throw a Thunderbird. What's the word?
Thunderbird.
What's the price?
30 twice.
This a life decision. Let's be sure that it's the right decision.
Should I keep staying? Should I turn right or left? Should I stay put? Should I back up the step? There's a fork in the road, and anyway is a better way. Daddy was a sailor man.
I always wondered about his life's route if he hadn't enlisted, and had he known what to expect when his plans get shifted. So I let him know, a few years from now, he'd meet a woman, and not just any woman, the second coming, and that, yes, she'd be involved. But as long as he stood tall in his resolve, it wasn't no problem at all. Soon after the wedding bells ring, expect offspring. Oh, what joy, it's a boy, now your name will live on. But questions and doubt of choosing this lane will live on, and any unwanted compromise that came will live on. Less fight with your wife, more strife to your life. You ain't the fly by night type, so you take it and deal. It ain't no telling how your second born is making it feel. But he's sickly, he's ill, this is not why you showed up. Your dreams, your goals, your aspirations are sold up. By now you missed the packs of Marlboro with the cold duck. And guess what, you ain't spoke to Marshall in years. You begin to see you live vicariously through your kids. That's when he gave me a look like, it is what it is. And he sealed up the remaining half ounce to live. Said he appreciated the talk, said he had to get gone. Said I helped him a lot, some shit really hit home. Said it's a no-brainer, he'd do it all over again. Cause my life wouldn't begin unless his shit came in.
So run along, young man, and travel this world to see all you can see.